Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another segment of Breaking News and Prayer. My name is David, your humble host, your brother in Christ Jesus, or you can call me your fellow soldier in Christ Jesus. Today, we're going to continue with a segment and an update and a prayer for those in Afghanistan, our brothers and sisters there. Remember, we were bringing you Open Door Ministries. We did all the episodes, we did the countdown, the world watch list from every nation that is being persecuted and oppressed. And I said that this every year, Open Door Ministries actually updates their world watch list. Okay, so this today is actually North Korea was number one on the world watch list as far as persecution and oppression of our brothers and sisters in these regions and these nations. And they did the update and lo and behold, after 20 years, North Korea is dropped down to number two. Okay, that's not a good thing because it's still just the same in North Korea, but there has been more persecution and oppression coming out of Afghanistan. Okay, so today we're just going to do this episode to actually bring you this update. Afghanistan is at number one of our dearly beloved brothers and sisters who are suffering so much atrocities, they have no peace at all in these regions. And today I'm going to actually bring you Open Doors as well as the ACLJ. The ACLJ is a firm that fights for Christians' rights. And I believe they come out of United States. Yes, it's United States, but I'm not sure if it's Los Angeles or where their headquarters is located. But you can look them up. I'm going to leave you these links in the description box. And you could help just by sharing, or you could sign a petition. If you don't have money to give, that's fine. I understand. But you can donate if you will, if you want. You can look at their history. They actually fight. They take it to the government. They do a lot of good work. I've been following ACLJ for quite some time now, really quite some time now. And so they do their best. They take it all the way to Washington, D.C., and they try to do their best to get things turned around, okay, on different issues, not only persecuted brothers and sisters, but different issues as far as believers, okay? So I'll leave this link in the description box. You go there yourself. Remember, you could sign a petition. It doesn't take much. I've been signing these petitions for a long time. Every signature helps, okay? And prayer, number one, prayer and signing the petition. And if you can help financially, that's fine. But if you can't, that's totally understood, okay? So we have signatures. We're at 201,502 signatures. We need help today. We need help for you to, we need at least 250,000 signatures, okay? And I'm gonna read you this right now. We're at 201,502, help. It says, help us to reach 250,000. So if you can, go here and check it out and sign the petition, okay? I really would appreciate it. And it will help our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. So here we go. It says, save persecuted Christians in Afghanistan from the Taliban's brutality. Okay, so it says Christians in Afghanistan are on the precipice of disaster. Women and children fear the utter brutality of Taliban rule. They are hiding in their homes in Afghanistan for fear of what the Taliban will do to them. President Biden has allowed the Taliban to take over Afghanistan in a catastrophe of epic proportions. He is abandoning Afghan Christians, helpless women and children, and even United States citizens. The Taliban is going door to door looking for Christians to kill and unmarried women to take captive. Christians in Afghanistan fear the same genocidal persecution Christians suffered in Iraq and Syria. The ACLJ is mobilizing, including through our offices in the region, to defend Christians in Afghanistan. We're submitting emergency filings for UN, United Nations consideration, and filing critical records demands of the Biden administration, which will likely lead to a lawsuit. We are demanding international intervention to prevent needless bloodshed and human rights atrocities now, before it's too late. But we need your help. Be a voice for the voiceless. Take action with us to help save Christian lives. So it says right here, petition to save persecuted Christians in Afghanistan from the Taliban's brutality. Okay, so you can go to this to their website yourself, ACLJ. Check them out yourself. Remember, I'm going to leave you the link in the description box. And now we'll go over to Open Door Ministries. And we will read you and we will pray for our brothers and sisters and all those who are helping, all those denominations that are on the ground in the Middle East. I've let you know before which, not denominations, I'm sorry. All those volunteers to different, I'm losing my word here. Anyhow, those who help on the ground, okay? Those who help on the ground, that volunteer their lives, they put their lives at risk to help those who are in Afghanistan on the ground, okay? Ministries, I'm sorry, that's what I was looking for. Just we'll pray also for all the different ministries that are helping on the ground. Persecution.org, Voice of the Martyrs, along with Open Door Ministries, along with ACLJ, along with Global Catalytic Ministries, all these ministries that are helping on the ground, okay? So we'll pray for them too after I bring you this from Open Door Ministries, okay? All right, so it says here the persecution level is at number one on the World Watch list, extreme. It's extreme, okay? So that's the persecution level. The persecution type, Islamic oppression, clan oppression, organized corruption and crime, ethno-religious hostility. Population of Christians there, thousands. They don't know how many because they're in hiding. We don't know, okay, because they have to hide the underground churches. It's really, really bad situation over there, okay? So that's the Open Doors estimate, just thousands of Christians having to hide, okay? The main religion there is Islam, as we know. The government there is the Islamic Republic. The leader of this nation is Habatullah Akhundaza. If I'm pronouncing that right, I'm not sure, but we need to pray for this leader. Maybe he will have mercy. Maybe the Lord will touch his heart. We always can pray. The Lord deals with the heart, so he can change the heart of this leader. So we pray for him. And also, yes, we pray for him. We pray for all those, you know, maybe they'd be radically changed from radical jihadists to believing Christians. One way or another, the Lord is going to judge, okay? So, and he will avenge the lives of all these innocent children and families who are suffering this persecution. It says, how many Christians are there in Afghanistan? It's very hard to know precisely how many Christians there are in Afghanistan because they must keep their faith completely secret. But only a small number from a population of over 38 million. What does persecution look like in Afghanistan? It is impossible to live openly as a Christian in Afghanistan. Leaving Islam is considered shameful, and Christian converts face dire consequences if their new faith is discovered. They either have to flee the country or they will be killed. This was true before the Taliban takeover. The situation has become even more dangerous for believers this year. The Taliban will make sure that Islamic rules and customs are implemented and kept. Christian converts don't have an option but to obey them. If a Christian's new faith is discovered, their family, clan, or tribe must save its honor by disowning the believer or even killing them. This is widely considered to be justice. Alternatively, since leaving Islam is considered a sign of insanity, a Christian who has converted from Islam may be forcibly sectioned in a psychiatric hospital. Who is most vulnerable to persecution? Christians face extreme persecution wherever they are in Afghanistan. Control and supervision are stricter in rural areas than in most cities. But Afghans are expected to be loyal to clan, family, and Islam across the country. Meet Sharifullah. Sharifullah is a traditional craftsman in Afghanistan. He is also a secret believer, devoting his life to shepherding the people God has entrusted into his care. Oh my goodness, what a blessing. Pseudonym used. And I quote what Sharifullah says here. We must keep this brother in our prayers, okay? The Taliban are killing our souls and spirits. They are killing the souls of our children by taking all that is beautiful away from them. We will never let our hope be silenced. We will make sure the world hears the gospel through every breath we take. Please continue to stand with us. Signed, Sharifullah. Sharifullah. Please, we're going to pray for Sharifullah. Once again, the Taliban are killing our souls and our spirits. They're killing the souls of our children by taking all that is beautiful away from them. We will never let our hope be silenced. We will make sure the world hears the gospel through every breath we take. Please continue to stand with us. We will never give up. We will never give up. We will never forget. What has changed compared to last year? The situation in Afghanistan made headlines around the world last year as the Taliban advanced across the country and captured the capital, Kabul, on August 15, 2021. Many Afghans fled the country, and there was wide expectation that freedoms would be swiftly curtailed. For Christians, though, there were basically no freedoms to lose. Afghanistan had been number two on the Open Doors World Watch list for several years, and Christian persecution remains extreme in all spheres of public and private life. The risk of discovery has increased since the Taliban controls every aspect of the government. This extends to owning documentation, including paperwork from international troops that may help identify Christians. It says, how can you pray, or how can we pray for Afghanistan? Pray for secret believers in Afghanistan, that they will be protected from the violence of the Taliban. Pray that the Taliban leaders will uphold and preserve human life, and that God will turn their hearts from hate to love. Pray for Open Doors partners supporting Afghan refugees to be filled with grace and love. So those are just a few things we can pray for. And right now, if you would join with me in prayer, I would very much appreciate it. A prayer for Afghanistan. Dear Lord, we know that you weep when you see your children weeping. We know that you care more than we can express for the nation of Afghanistan. Please, Lord, work miracles in this country. Protect your children and all others who face terrible human rights abuses in Afghanistan. May this nation turn from one of despair and cruelty to one that resounds with the praises of your name. And we pray all these things in your mighty name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. And I would just like to add, Lord, we know that you promised to avenge the blood of all those, of all the prophets and all the holy people, your children who are being slaughtered, who are being persecuted, who are being oppressed, those who are incarcerated. We know, Lord Father God, that you promise us avenge, Lord Father God. For you say in your word, revenge is yours, Lord Father God. And we know that you will return and judge these nations. You know you spoke it through your prophets, Lord. But we pray until then, just to keep us and keep all my brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and all the surrounding nations where persecution is going on so much, Lord. Please comfort them however you can, Lord Father God, until the day of your return. Please comfort them and help them until that day, Lord Father God, when you return and all is accomplished, Lord. We know you will bring peace to these nations, Lord. You will return to Israel, Lord. You will set up your throne in Jerusalem, Lord. But until then, Lord, please help. Please help us, Lord. Help us to endure this great suffering to the end, Lord, until your return. And we pray all these things in your mighty and precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, God, and Savior. And all God's people say, amen and amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Please, I'm going to leave this link for Open Door Ministries. I'm going to leave it in the description box along with the ACLJ. Go there yourself. You can download a summary report, download a full report about what's going on in these nations. So once again, this is the 2022 World Watch List by Open Door Ministries. Thank you once again. My name is David. We'll continue to bring you these updates from time to time. There's so much going on in the world today, but we could have confidence and know that the Lord has given us hope, okay, in these days, especially in the last days, these last days that we are living in. So we just say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. Until then, I'll catch you on the next episode. Goodbye for now, but never forever.